Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Tarrant. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Tarrant Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Tarrant.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Tarrant Garden Club. It's Sunday. And we are going to talk about garlic for the next half hour. So get your paper and pencil ready. And because if you live in the northern half of the United States, the lower 48, you need additional time for the garlic plant to grow. So you need to plant it during the month of September. So it has a chance to get rooted, get established. It will go dormant, and then it will start to grow in the spring. So we need to teach you how to do that and how to care for it. So I called Ann Hilson. She is from the So True Seed Company in Asheville, North Carolina. And she's joining us this morning to tell you about everything you need to know about growing garlic. Ann, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Yes, I'm very well. I'm so pleased you were able to come, because this time of the year people are planting a second crop, green beans and spinach and lettuce and things like that for the fall. But this is the time for garlic, and your timing is perfect, so we're so glad you were able to come.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Why should people grow their own garlic?
Well, garlic is such a fun and interesting thing to grow. You're growing and harvesting a bulb, which is a little bit unusual, because usually we harvest the fruit or the leaves of a plant. So I think it's a nice fun, different thing that people can try out. Also, there are a lot of garlic varieties out there. I mean, dozens or even hundreds of garlic varieties. And when you go to the grocery store, there's only really one. When you think about it, there's perhaps six dozen, six types of apples, half a dozen apples out there, but really only one garlic that you buy. And to be able to get all these different types of garlic, you really have to grow it yourself.
Now, so they must all have a little bit different flavor too.
Yeah, there's a lot of different flavor variation between garlic. I think some garlics are spicier and some are more mild. And then some have a little bit more of a nuanced flavor, and some have maybe a little bit kind of more blunt flavoring. And a lot of that can depend on your climate and growing, conditions, as well as the actual garlic varieties. So I always recommend people kind of grow a couple of different types of garlic and then do a taste test themselves to see which one they like the best.
Okay. Now, when we talked, you said that there is a hard neck garlic, a soft neck garlic, and an elephant garlic. What's the difference between these three?
So elephant garlic is the oddball out. It's actually a type of leek, but it's planted as a bulb, and it's grown and harvested very similar to regular garlic. So it's usually included in the garlic category, even though it's not actually a garlic. So the elephant garlic is very large and very mild. A lot of people eat it raw in salads and just kind of slice it up fresh like that. So it's great if you are not a big garlic lover, but you want to try growing something like this, I recommend elephant garlic. If you are a big garlic lover, though, go straight to the hard and soft next. So the one that most people are very familiar with is that standard kind of grocery store bulb of garlic, which is a soft neck. And okay. Soft neck garlics are just that. They have a soft stalk that comes up out of the middle when it's growing. It does not produce a flower stalk, which I'll talk about with the hard necks. And it produces usually maybe 2 to 3 layers of cloves around within the bulb. And there's a lot of cloves, but they're kind of small. And the soft necks are nice because they sort of tolerate a wide range of regions of growing conditions. And they're also, generally speaking, a little bit better for storage and for storing, and they have higher yields, which is slightly higher yields, which is why they're popular for commercial production and why you see them being sold so often. So that's the soft neck category. The hard necks they produce this kind of fibrous central stalk, and there's only one layer of cloves around it. So if you can picture like a little skinny woody stalk that's about, you know, the size of a pencil when it's dry, and then just a single, you know, circle of cloves around that. And the cloves are usually very large and very easy to peel. So for someone like me who gets a bit, I don't know, lazy in the kitchen, you can peel the large clove quite easily. And instead of peeling like 3 or 4 cloves of soft neck garlic, 1 clove of hard neck garlic will be sufficient. So the hard neck garlics are, they do better in northern regions because they like a good cold winter. If you're in a northern area, you can definitely try some hard necks. And they also produce what's called a scape, which is this culinary delight that most people are not familiar with because most people don't grow hard neck garlic. And it's the garlic plant sending up a little tendril out of the top, a little shoot that would eventually become sort of a flower. I say sort of because garlic doesn't really produce true seed. But it's this green shoot that comes out of the top, and you snap it off in late spring, and you can eat it, and it tastes like fresh garlic. A lot of people like to make garlic scape pesto, or pickled garlic scapes, or things like that. It's really delicious, and it's like a bonus with your garlic harvest.
Yeah, I've grown it in the past. What I'll do is I'll wait, and as it forms, it will twist and it will curl.
Mm-hmm.
And I will cut it, put it in a vase of water with some flowers, and it gives that flower arrangement so much character. And every day it changes. It will untwist and eventually will be nice and straight. So it's fun to watch in a vase of water also.
But, oh, that's delightful. I hadn't heard of doing that before. I'm always so quick to try eating things.
My son is a florist, and he came over 2 years ago. I had planted a lot of it, and he saw them. And he said, can I have those for the shop? And I said, sure. So he cut them all. He brought them to the shop. And he said, in 2 days, he sold them all. People just loved it.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's great.
Now, if you grow your own garlic and you want to keep it for the winter, what's mm-hmm. the best way? Because, you know, if you buy it from the supermarket, it's going to be treated so that it doesn't sprout. How do we keep our homegrown garlic from nice and firm so that we can use it all winter?
Well, actually, most garlic from the grocery store probably isn't treated. I've had many a bulb start sprouting on me. But generally speaking, you want to keep them in sort of lowish humidity areas, about 55% humidity. And you want to have good airflow and dry conditions and kind of cool temperatures. You really don't want it to have warmth, because to the plant that goes, oh, time to start growing now. And that will help just kind of keep your garlic resting and in good condition for the long term, so that it doesn't start to sprout, and that you also don't have any mold or anything like that develop on the garlic bulb. So that's okay. my general recommendation for storing it.
Now, can people go to the supermarket and buy... Oh, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, I want to find out if we can go to the supermarket, because garlic sometimes comes in a little cardboard box with two bulbs. Can we take those, plant those in the garden, and get the same result as buying seed fresh from a grower? Okay? Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are, it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertiloam Kills All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertiloam Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertiloam.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with Ann Hilson from the So True Seed Company about growing garlic. Now, the question I had is, can you use the garlic from a supermarket, or are you better off buying fresh seed?
Yeah, so you can buy garlic from the grocery store and plant it. Whenever you've had a bulb of garlic that sits around a little too long and it gets that little green shoot in the middle, that's the garlic clove trying to sprout. However, if you plant grocery store garlic, you're missing out on one of the great things about growing your own garlic, which is all the different varieties out there. It's not the most exciting selection if you use those. There's also a risk of any sort of disease on garlic can pick up a lot of soil-borne hitchhikers. There's a couple of different things that can affect it that will come from the soil and attach itself to the clove. And then when you replant those cloves, you'll be introducing it into your soil. Eating garlic anywhere is not going to be checked for things like fusarium or something like that. Whereas seed-grade garlic is going to be a little bit more rigorously inspected. I know here at So True, we send our garlic off to the plant pathology lab for testing, and I'm sure other companies probably do the same. So if you're looking for seed garlic, you probably want to go to a company or a grower as opposed to buying it from the grocery store, because you don't necessarily know what's on the clove or if you're going to be introducing any disease into your garden.
Okay. Now, I want you to tell us how to grow garlic. How do you prepare the soil for planting garlic?
Sure. So if you're going to grow garlic, you'd want to plant in the far north regions, maybe mid-September, or most of the U.S. You can plant in October, and if you're farther south, it could go into November or even up through January for some places. But before that, perhaps in the spring or early summer, you can start preparing the site with some compost or manure to kind of enrich the soil. Or you would want to pull out any plants that you have growing there, you know, kind of soon. so that you can kind of hoe the soil or maybe lightly till it to kill off any weed seeds. Because the garlic is in the ground for so long, you do want to make sure that there's not a lot of weeds in the soil, because the weeds will compete a little bit with the garlic plant. So I always like to, you know, flush out the weeds a couple weeks before I'm planting. And then you it's nice usually to hill your garlic, especially if you're in areas that have very rainy springs. Hilling helps it helps the soil drain a little bit better, so your garlic's not going to be waterlogged. So kind of forming some mounds or hills in your garden for the plants is also a good idea. And then once you've got that prepared, you might want to introduce, when you're planting, a slow-release fertilizer with some nitrogen in there. Because the garlic, as I said, is so in the ground for so long, you don't want to, the kind of liquid fertilizers are not, you know, they flash in the pan. They'll sort of go in quickly and then wash away a little bit. So if you have the option to use something a little bit slower release, like maybe some blood meal or a slow release granular tile fertilizer, that can be mixed in as well.
So you would apply the fertilizer at the time of planting, and then
yeah.
You feed again when spring arrives.
Correct. Yes. A little bit of feeding, before it puts on a lot of growth. After the plants put on a lot of growth, it's probably too late for the fertilizer to affect the bulb development at that point. Fall and early spring are the two times that you'd want to. And in the spring, you can side dress with some fertilizer.
Okay. And could you hold on a little bit? I'd like for you to stay a little bit longer, because I still have a couple more questions. And then I want you to tell people where they can buy garlic. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Divine.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with Ann Hilson from the So True Seed Company in Asheville, North Carolina, about growing garlic. And living in New England, you can grow garlic. Now, Ann, we've tilled up the soil, softened them up, we've built a little mound if we have clay or our soils are wet. Now, we order the garlic. How do we plant them? How far apart? How deep? And which end goes up?
Yeah, so the when you're holding a garlic clove, the pointy end goes up, and the part that sort of broke off from the base of the bulb is what goes into the ground, and that's where the roots will come out of it. So when you're planting it, I like to plant my garlic at about 5-inch spacings from each other, 5 to 7 inches. And it depends on if you're planting them in a bed or in a row, you know, kind of the exact spacing, but somewhere about that. They need about 5 to 7 inches from each other. And then you want to plant them 1 to 3 inches deep. In the northern areas, probably a little bit deeper, maybe 3 inches. In the southern areas, you can plant them a little bit shallower. And then I like to mulch them quite heavily with straw. Old straw is a really good mulch. Be careful about weed seeds. in your straw. But mulching them very heavily and then just leaving them alone for the winter. And then early spring, perhaps applying some more fertilizer.
Now, does that straw stay there permanently, or do you take them off during the springtime?
Does the mulch stay there? I leave
yes.
the mulch on, and the garlic will grow up through it. And it's nice because it saves you from weeding too much. It'll keep the ground moist enough so that when you do need to weed, you can just go in and pull out the plant, pull out the weeds quickly.
Okay. So
and it's a nice amendment to your soil, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we grow it all summer. The scapes come. We remove the scapes. We either mm-hmm. eat them or we use them in flower arrangements.
Yep.
How do we know when it's time to pull the garlic out of the ground, and then how do we cure it so that we can keep it all winter?
Yeah. So one of the hardest things, I think, for beginning growers is to know when to harvest the garlic. And most people let it get too mature. When garlic is over-mature, the bulbs will split open and start to separate. The cloves will separate from each other, and it won't store as well. So when you're looking at soft-neck garlic, you want to harvest it when it has about 5 green leaves left on the plant. And when you're harvesting hard-neck, about 6 green leaves left on the plant. And by harvesting it at that time, you'll ensure that it's got good, like, wrappers on the bulbs. It'll be nice, tight heads, and you won't have to worry about bacteria or fungus kind of getting in there as much. And then for storage, so you pull them out, and pulling out garlic, you want to get your hand really close to the soil line and just pull it straight up. If it's a dry summer, you might need to use a digging fork to get them out because you want them intact. And with a digging fork, be careful that you don't pierce the garlic itself.
Okay.
Kind of like digging carrots when you have to dig up mm-hmm. carrots with a fork. Same kind of caution.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, so for storage, the key to curing garlic is you really want it to be in an area that is out of direct sun, kind of cool temperatures. That 55% humidity I was talking about, and a lot of airflow. And airflow is actually the key to really good storage, to curing and long-term storage, because the airflow is going to prevent anything from growing on the garlic that would reduce its storage ability.
And now, once you pull it out of the ground, and should you wash it or you just shake off the soil?
I do not recommend washing it because you're going to all this, you want to dry it. And in fact, stop irrigating or watering your garlic, you know, a few weeks before you're going to harvest it to let it dry out a little bit in the soil as well. And then when you pull it out, I like to just wipe off the soil. You'll usually have like a clump on the root and you can maybe clip that off a little bit. But I don't recommend washing the garlic for storage. And for the curing part, for the, you know, 4 to 6 weeks that it's drying, I like to leave on the stalk. So letting it dry with the whole plant intact before clipping it down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you just pull it up and just lay them down someplace where the air is going to circulate and out of the sun.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Tell our listeners about your company and how they can go to your website to get information about the different types of varieties of garlic that you have available.
Yeah, so we are So True Seed, which is in Asheville, North Carolina, and that's So, S-O-W, True, T-R-U-E, Seed. And our website is sotrueseed.com. On our website, you will see 6 different types of garlic. We have 3 hard necks and 3 soft necks, plus elephant garlic and a sample pack. If you want to try a little bit of each hard neck and a soft neck together, I always recommend that for first-time growers. And you can go online and place an order. We will ship garlic in the beginning, in the middle of September. It varies a little bit depending on when the garlic comes in from our growers, because they have to finish the curing process. So we don't have an exact shipping date, but pre-order now, because, you know, we will possibly sell out over time. So you want to get that order in as soon as you can. And we will mail it to you, and you can be ready to plant at any time in late September and throughout August, October.
Okay. Now, people that don't have a computer and they want to call you to order garlic, what is the phone number?
Sure. Our phone number is 828-254-0708. Monday through Friday, someone's here to answer the phone, or you can leave a message, and we will call you back.
Okay. You didn't tell us when to harvest the elephant garlic.
Oh, the elephant garlic will probably mature at the same time as softnecks, and you want to pull that when the lower leaves just begin to turn brown. So it'll still look pretty much mostly green when you harvest it. So that's when it starts to brown.
So you'll have a few yellow leaves. So it's going to be early. So
Yeah, even less than a few. I mean, I would say just when the edges of the first leaves start yellowing up is probably when it's okay to harvest elephant.
So that's probably going to be what, during July?
Yes. I'm hesitant. Yeah, July is a good time to harvest garlic. But, you know, we've had such unusual weather. All of the garlic growers I work with were harvesting much earlier this season than before. So I would say July, but with the caveat that really just keep a good close eye on your garlic, because it can change a lot depending on how hot the weather is.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've learned how to cure it, how to plant it, how to fertilize it. During the summer, how about water? How important and how much?
Well, garlic is pretty forgiving on watering. It comes from very dry areas and very harsh conditions. So certainly you want to water your plants if it's a dry spring, but the mulching will help keep the soil moisture in. So you, if you do mulch, you might not have to water nearly as much. And as you get close to the harvest date, I would really pull back on watering, because you sort of want the bulbs to start drying out just a little bit, because you're going to continue the drying process once they're pulled.
Okay. Now, when you plant the garlic cloves in your garden, do you need to peel that skin off of them?
Oh, no. Thanks for reminding me. No, you do not. The garlic, that it has like a paper wrapper around the bulb, which you have to break open to get individual cloves. But then the cloves themselves can be left in the paper wrapper. If the paper comes off, the garlic, the clove skin comes off, it can still be planted as long as the clove isn't damaged. But you do not need to peel the garlic, the individual cloves, when you plant. And you want to select your cloves also. You want only the largest cloves for planting. Every bulb of garlic will have a couple of tiny little guys, and those can either be planted in a tight clumping and harvested like green scallions. That's another culinary delight most people are unfamiliar with, is very young garlic scallions. In late spring, you can pull those out when the shoot, the green shoot, is still tender enough to eat. Or if you don't want to plant out those little cloves at all, you can just eat those like regular cooking garlic.
That was something that I was always told. Always plant the outside row of garlic cloves and then save the inside for your cooking.
Yeah, and that's typical, because it's the inside ones are usually the smaller ones. So of your garlic cloves, you want to select out the biggest ones for planting, definitely.
Okay. Now, the average family, how much garlic do you need to plant?
Well, that depends on how much garlic you eat. I eat a lot. So think about how many bulbs of garlic you go through in a week or a month. Some people, I go through 2 bulbs of garlic a week at least. But some people might only go through 1 bulb every other week. And so that's how much you need to plant, is however many you go through. So if you go through 1 bulb of garlic a week, which is about average, I think, then you would want to have 50 garlic plants for a year's worth of garlic. However, I recommend getting more than 50 cloves worth, because once you harvest it, you can save a portion of your harvest for planting for next year. And then each year you can always save a bit of your harvest and replant it. And so 50 cloves of garlic, it depends on the variety, how many cloves per pound. Some varieties, especially hardnecks, have, you know, 30 to 40 cloves per pound of garlic. And softnecks can be upwards of 60 to 80 cloves per pound. So check on the variety how many cloves per pound, and that will help you figure out how much to get.
Wonderful. Well, Ann, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning with all the information. And I will put all this information in this week's newsletter so that if people weren't able to take all the notes, we'll have it all there for them. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. This was delightful.
To present this first in a series of news conferences addressing important questions about insect behavior. And now, the world's leading bugologist, Professor Robert B. Boggs.
We're starting to hear a lot of concern about wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets this season.
Why? Yeah, you and the red tie.
Shouldn't we be concerned about finding wasp, hornet, and yellow jacket nests?
Once again, why?
Why do you keep answering why?
Rescue's Y trap for wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets catches 5 species of paper wasps, bald-faced hornets, and European hornets, and 12 species of yellow jackets. Y's 3 attractants lure the insects into the trap where they drown or dehydrate, and the Y trap can be used from early spring when the queens emerge all throughout the summer and fall to capture foraging workers.
But what about beneficial species like honeybees?
They're not affected.
Why?
No more questions.
For complete information on the Y trap and a list of stores carrying the product, visit www.ytrap.com. The answer is Y.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does 2 jobs at once. 1, kills the weeds you have down to the root. 2, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, 1 application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control, available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a 1-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I hope you got some great information on growing garlic, and I'll tell you, if you have never have grown garlic, it's something that you should try. It's really, really easy, as she told you. I mean, you just condition your soil, you plant it in the fall, and they will send it to you when the timing is right. And for most of us, we have a space in our garden right now where the green beans, for example, are all done, or your peas are all done. And you can plant them there. You cover them with a little bit of straw or grass clippings, as long as your crabgrass is not in bloom. So mow your grass, let it air dry on your lawn so that it shrivels up and won't get moldy. Rake it and put it aside, and then you can cover it with that. Okay? Pine needles you can put on it also. And then you plant it with something like Flower Tone, which is all organic and slow release, or the Dr. Earth Vegetable Garden Fertilizer. Keep it nice and moist during the fall, and it will grow to be about 6 to 8 inches tall between now and when the ground freezes. And then it just goes dormant, and it basically dies right back to the ground. In the spring, it comes back up, and it grows fast. You sprinkle some fertilizer on each side of your row, and then just a little moisture now and then, and it will grow like crazy. I did this 2 years ago. And my clothes were about 3 inches in diameter, and the flavor is incredible. It does not taste like what you buy in the little cardboard boxes, and you should try it. So, let me give you that website again. It's SOW, True, TRUE, Seed. SoTrueSeed.com. The phone number is 828-254-0708. Monday through Friday. They're not open on today. But give them a call on Monday, order your seed, and they will ship it to you. And she's right, because last year I waited. I ordered my seed around the middle of September, and three-quarters of the varieties were sold out. Order it now. When they get it, they'll package it, they'll ship it to you, you plant it, and you will have flavor like you have never had before. And remember, if you want to get the flowers on your plants, then you need to buy the hard neck garlic for the scapes. And those buds and the stems, you cook them, you saute them like you do onions, and the flavor is incredible. So, you know, even if you were to give it a little spot, 2 feet square by 2 feet or even 3 feet, give it a try and you will have flavor like you have never had before. Now I want to tell you about a new product that has just come out. With all this humidity, your basements are smelling mold and mildew. There is a brand new product for your basement, and it's made in Massachusetts. The name of the company is Linwood Laboratories. And you can go on the internet and you can get information. But the product is sold at Ace and True Value Hardware Store. The name of the product is called Shoe Mold. It's an aerosol or a pump sprayer. You spray your cement walls and your floor, and it will kill and prevent mold for 1 year. Shoe Mold. Ace, True Value.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.